Hello.
Hey Chris, it's Adele. How are you?
The world is bleak and desolate. We live and then we die.
That is a very true statement. I'm sorry I couldn't take your call. I was with somebody.
It's okay.
Did you want to come into Tuggeranong tomorrow?
Yeah, I need money for groceries this week. At the moment, I haven't been able to do what I needed to do last week to make sure that I'm not broke. As of this morning, I was wondering if it might be possible to get a $50 card from Gillian's side of what you do there, because I believe that's slightly separate to you. Or I'm just really not up for describing to some other stranger on the phone my shocking circumstances at the moment on your phone line. But I don't know what your rules are around whether they're different aid programs or something, and whether I've done something wrong by the fact that I got the one card there like 2 months ago or whatever. Or I don't know.
No, Chris, you haven't done anything wrong. So the phone line is our main stream for vouchers. It's usually our only stream. And I know that you don't have capacity. I can email Shane, the guy you spoke to last time, for a card.
When I came in that day, when I didn't see you, but I saw Gillian, there were people there just filling out forms, and they said something about every 6 weeks or something you're allowed to request. They just had six $50 amount cards. I thought maybe that was like through some separate
stream, or something.
And that's why I thought I needed to ask Gillian maybe rather than
because
I realised I could call your phone line again, but right now the phone line would probably give me more, but if it means not having to call and describe my circumstances to someone at the moment and just be able to come there and tomorrow and sit down with Gillian and just get the fixed amount card, even if it's less than what I might otherwise get, then I'd rather just do that at the moment. But that's why I thought I probably needed to ask Gillian, but I've got no idea how. I think I wrote down her number got no idea where I put the card or...
She's only got a landline, and yes, you can definitely have that conversation with her. I don't know how that works. I do...
Would you mind just giving her a quick call and asking her and just giving her my landline number and she can call me if...
I can, but she's not in today.
Oh, right, okay.
Yes, Gillian doesn't work
5 days a week.
No, she's only Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Right. Is it okay if I just come there tomorrow morning then?
Yeah, you can definitely come and have a chat. And like I said, I mean, she's always got the pantry food and stuff there. And it'll be, like I said, it's up to Mission. I don't know how that funding,
I just spent the last of my money this morning on a very small amount of urgent supplies from Coles, including more toilet paper. I went through the 3 boxes of tissues that I had and then about, I don't know, like 9 rolls of toilet paper or something in the last few days. So I didn't have any left. Julia and I are completely done. The only thing that she said she was going to do the past fortnight was talk to the prosecutor about that stuff, and I said all those emails and all that information, she hasn't even done that one thing, and then claims to me that she's waiting for me to tell her what to talk to her about. I went to a lot of effort at the time to write up those different emails over that weekend with all the information. I can't even rely on her to do the one thing she said she would do at this point. Just never talking to her again. It's just a litany of lies from her at this point, intentional or not. Look, maybe it's my fault. Maybe I deserve to be punished by God, society, and everyone. I don't know anymore, but...
Right now,
I haven't even been able to bury coffee yet. I've been stuck in waking up at sunset and going to bed at sunrise, no matter, even trying to get back to bed early. Today's the first day that I'm able to be up somewhat. I have to be back to business hours this week. I'm going to be in court to be committed to the Supreme Court on Thursday, I think. I'm waiting to hear back from the prosecutor. I didn't even write down the bloody hearing details when I have to be back at court this week. And, of course, the court doesn't notify you in any way, because I wasn't there to sign another bail form. Like, there's, I don't even actually know. I think it's on Thursday again. I think they said a week, but, like...
Yeah, you'll be able to confirm that with Erin. Do you want me to send her email, or do you want to send
no,
her
No, I've caught her office this morning. She's probably just already at court. Yeah, so I've got a coffee's in a blanket in a container in the fridge. I've got to bury him till today. Hoping to have enough money left on my card to go and get some little plant from Bunnings afterwards to plant on top of it, but I've got $2 left. And...
I'm so sorry about that.
I needed to take all my bottles and cans to the recycling thing last week, and because of court, and then this, it just didn't end up happening. And even once I get them there, it takes like 2 days for them to like show it on your online account, and only then can you request a payout. And then it takes another few days for the money to come to your account. So right now, like, I needed to go to Coles and get more garbage bags, and I haven't been able to do that until this morning, so I won't be able to get into the thing until like today or tomorrow, and won't get the money until next week at this point. And I just, yeah, the fact is this prosecution already has consumed my life in the past few weeks. It's cost me my legal representation, it's cost me my relationship with Caroline, with Julia, mostly with you as well at this point. I mean, I can't talk to housing, the weather's heating up. I don't have no idea how I'm going to call myself over this summer, because this has all been about the aircon, the entire time, going back 7 years with housing at this point. That's what they screwed me over with here. I don't know whether I can keep Biscuit and remate him with another guinea pig, because I never had a chance to bond with him yet because of all this. So I don't really know what he's like, and trying to mate him with a new guinea pig when I haven't bonded with him myself. The problem is right now he's as lonely and scared as I am, and I can't even make that any better for him. And if I'm not going to have any aircon over this summer again, apart from my crappy portable things, then maybe I can't continue to have guinea pigs at the moment, because they're most at risk compared to me and the cats from that issue, as much as it has a real effect on me. But I might have to just adopt Biscuit out at the moment, and until this whole prosecution and the stuff with housing and everything is sorted, I might not be able to have guinea pigs anymore at the moment.
Yeah, and I can hear how heavy that idea is on your heart.
Like, all I needed Julia to do was talk to the prosecutor and explain to her how all this has already destroyed my life, and I can't focus on anything now. Trying to prepare for this bloody case that's already taken from me what little I had left. I can't. I've got no time or effort to try and find a doctor or a support coordinator or worker or anything. This whole thing is... I just needed her to tell the fucking prosecutor that, and she can't even do that.
I tell you what, Chris, I'll send Julian an email asking to see at 9:30 tomorrow morning.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, you're right. Your emotions are fine with me. I will email Julian about the card. If not, I know that you can have some pantry items, okay?
Well, if necessary, I'll call them from your office or something tomorrow. I really don't want to have to describe my circumstances to another stranger over the phone right now.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. I'll email Julian. Did you want to come in at 9:30?
Unless you could call them on my behalf tomorrow if I'm actually there and you can relay the details that I relayed to you or something, I'd be fine with that. I just don't really want to deal with anyone at the moment, and I don't have to.
Yeah. Do you want to come in at 9:30 tomorrow?
Sometime early. I'll have to see how long I manage to be up today and how much sleep I get, what time I wake up tomorrow. But Yeah, most likely around the start of the day.
Yeah.
I guess I should call you in the morning.
So 9:30. Yeah, 9:30 will be our earliest time.
Okay. Well, there was a possibility that I might have just been sitting outside there at 9 a.m. when you arrived tomorrow morning, but.
You could always be sitting out there, but like the third time both of us get in. And
you'll go inside and tell me you'll be back out in half an hour after you've had coffee and yeah.
Or just get in and get set up. And like I always say 9:30 because sometimes I run because I drive from north side, so sometimes I do run a little bit late. That gives me time to get in and get the computer set up. I'll ask Jillian about the card. There are zero promises on that.
Just from what I picked up when I was in there a month and a half, 2 months ago, whenever it was, that's what Jillian and the others do every Tuesday morning once a week. Because I remember some other guy asking them for a card and the worker saying it was something about, I remember, we can only give you one every 6 weeks or something. But, yeah, it looks like that, apart from the coffee and tea and sweet pastries or whatever, all the stuff I can't eat at the moment. Looks like what that normal in-person, Tuesday thing is. But, yeah, that's clearly Jillian's, area of it, not your area. If I haven't broken any rules by the fact that I got a card from them last time and a couple other times I've called the phone line, then presumably there's no reason that I can't. I'm not asking you to confirm anything you don't know. I'm just stating what I'm assuming and why I'm assuming it and
okay.
Yeah.
Can I talk for a minute?
Sorry. You can go and get on with your day.
So come in at 9:30. No guarantees around that because I do know those people are giving out both the phone, like both the cards from the voucher, like.
I'm not,
when they line up.
I'm not asking for any guarantees, and there are no guarantees in life
I don't assume anything anymore.
And
I do know that Tuggeranong does have some mission funding. How they choose and how often they choose is up to them, but everything you would have heard was from volunteers who might have been told something to have a really blanket answer, so we'll have to chat to Jillian. So I just want...
No, most of what I took in I got from Jillian when she signed out a card for me herself. It's all good.
It would have been easier
if she was in the office today and could have just confirmed the details herself. Yeah,
I know. And the only reason I'm trying to give you warning around that maybe not being the case is I think I've already told you that our budget got cut. Like Salvation Army budget got cut, rather. Yeah.
No,
so this is why.
Budget got cut by who? What budget? You must have multiple different budgets. You're a very large organization that does lots of different things.
No, we actually lost a lot of staff members because it went down below our operational costs. So that's why I'm giving you that heads up.
Where does most of your funding come from? Federal government?
We have a federal government program and that got cut significantly.
Which minister's office do I need to call and cry to over the phone? Right now I'm perfectly capable of doing that extremely well, actually. That's not okay. Which federal government minister is responsible for cutting your funding?
They didn't do anything wrong. What they've done is they've spread it out. They didn't do anything wrong. They've spread out the funding. So however the government works, so they've just spread it out with some other organisations to work further across Australia, okay? So they're just trying to make it spread further. But unfortunately, it does mean that Salvation Army doesn't hold all that thing. So
whatever you're referring to is clearly some new program or massive program change then. So that's fine. I can just Google the information and find it from the news instead, but... You could just describe it from me. There's two things I do when I call politicians' offices. I call them to yell at them, or I call them to cry at them over the phone and make them realise they actually need to do something about an area, and this is the second of those areas. But, like, if you know the details, you could just tell me, because I can just... Like, you've already told me enough, I can just find it from... There'll be something in the news on ABC.
It's not something we're crying about. It's not
no,
something...
No, 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 but it's, so I'm taking your word for it, but that but what you're referring to is still sounds like some kind of massive change in funding to charities on a federal government level, so I'd still like to know the details of what has changed and why, even if it's not negative, just to assure myself of that, because this is what I used to... This is what I've done all my life informally, what I did for a few years formally as a journalist. This is my thing. I just...
You can happily Google it, but yeah, no, they've just
taking you at face value that it's not a bad change, but like, excuse me for not having any faith in government and just wanting to know what the details of it are myself and assure myself of the fact that it's not a bad change.
No, I have no faith in government either. But every now and again,
Government are very excellent at describing things like making someone redundant in the most positively false terms that make it sound like someone has been promoted and given a 5-year paid holiday to Hawaii. So like excuse my cynicism, but even if it's just like a reorganization of funding, sometimes that is how cuts are done sneakily and in a way that people don't even realize it's even been done. So just excuse me for wanting to know the details.
It was really sad. But like I said, we do understand.
Because generally you don't fire a whole bunch of people if funding hasn't been cut. I'm just a bit confused by the mixed messages there.
This is where I want to just put caution in you. We still have a very good relationship with our funding body. We are still the preferred organisation, but they wanted to give smaller organisations a go, okay? And obviously we don't want to disrupt our relationship with the government because they've still funded us.
And I'm not in any way suggesting I would do anything that would disrupt your funding with the government, but even if this is just a reorganisation of funds and part of the existing share of the pie has gone to some other organisations, all that means is it justifies the same thing as it always has, is that the pie needs to be made bigger.
My issue isn't
with the split of the pie if that's what occurred. They just adjusted the size of the slices, but it comes back to the same thing that these politicians always need to hear, which is however big the pie is coming from the federal government. Hey, look, we've just announced billions of dollars to lock up a very small number of people on Nauru, to the Nauru government, to a U.S. Look, it was in the news overnight, to $800 million to a U.S. private prison operator who's going to operate that facility in Nauru. Like, we're throwing billions of dollars at ridiculous stuff like that. The government ministers need to constantly hear whatever size of the pie is that's going to charities in Australia, it needs to be bigger. I would, with something like this, I would not do anything that would in any way endanger your relationship with the federal government, but these ministers need to be told that, well, the Salvation Army isn't receiving as many funds because people are used to going to them and they're connected with a lot of people who continuously need help. It's great that they're reallocating some of these funds to other organisations as well, but more funding is needed overall. Many people in Australia are living in severe poverty. You know, the inequality gap has drastically widened in the last few years alone, and so they need to be providing more money, full stop. And it's not okay to just reduce the Salvation Army funding to reallocate some funding to other areas. They need to make sure you're receiving the same thing because it has a direct and immediate impact upon vulnerable Australians. And, you know, tearfully delivered, sometimes a call like that to a minister's office actually does make a bit of a difference, or to a shadow minister's office, or to an independent MP. Like, I'm not... There's a reason I did my journalism for a few years and it was still activism-based, but I'm not shit at, like... It's just most of the time I'm rightfully angry about the fact that, you know, governments default to charities and then starve them of funding a lot of the time and fuck around with their funding, you know, a lot of the time, when, you know, the fact is that most of the services you provide should be being delivered by government in the first place. We default to relying on charities in this country, and then we don't even give the charities enough money while we're throwing billions of dollars at locking 300 people up on frickin' Nauru. Like, I mean, you know, I'm sorry, but it's a joke. But to actually make a meaningful difference in a way that won't, just piss the person off, I have to sail that stuff through tears to the person, and this happens to be one of those rare moments where I can actually manage that, because most of the time I just want to call them and yell at them about that fact, but I'm very aware that that doesn't actually help, and I wouldn't ever do anything to harm Salvation Army's funding, especially if I'm receiving the benefit at the moment. But sometimes they need to hear from someone like me about how the fact that even just reallocating funding means that there's an immediate impact on vulnerable people, and they need to actually come up with some more money, because right now we're in a freaking budget surplus and they have plenty of money at the moment.
You would have been so good in government.
No, I would have been good in lobbying for NGOs. But
yeah. You would have been.
Give me a job. Oh, wait, your funding just got cut.
Exactly. All right, I've just sent Gillian...
Look, when I was 19 and 20 years old, I worked on mostly commission only for a while, doing business-to-business phone telemarketing. Tell you what, give me a job, zero salary, but I get 10% of whatever I get for you in government funding.
Oh, my God, if I had the authority to do that.
Unfortunately, that's a complete breach of the regulations of the Charity Act and probably the tax laws as well, but...
Yeah, but, you know, so I said, if I had authority, it sounds great in theory, but I'm sure there's a few things that are, you know, not knowing, not crossing
off.
You know,
back in the day, I was one of the call centre workers who always did the Red Cross calling, like, phone... appeals and all those other like charity phone appeals, because like I don't know whether you charities know it, but the call center industry back in the day, they were considered the crappiest jobs. They paid the crappiest rate, and they only ever hired temps or casuals because it was only ever like an annual campaign thing. It was always through some random call center operator like Salmat or something like that. But I always took those contracts whenever they came up, even though it was always a pay drop for me every single time I did it. Because I tried to give back, and that's it. I didn't know I was one of the vulnerable people who actually needed help, even though I was homeless from 16 and working full-time from 16. Back in the day when it was all those phone appeal stuff, like I always did those. They were like two-week-long long stints, and they were really difficult. They were worse than telemarketing. Like, if you think people hang up on you and yell at you if you're calling them trying to sell them insurance dinner time, you should try calling them asking for money for charities. That's really terrible, but that's actually true. And that was partly why people wouldn't do it, because you were just actually being paid less to get yelled at and hung up on more often in crappier office chairs and headsets. Like, most staff would bring their own headsets, and you'd be sitting in terrible office chairs with like, you know, Windows 95 computers that were 20 years old. But I still freaking did those every single time they came up. For whatever that isn't worth, but, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I said, I used to be a good person.
You still are a good person. There is no doubt about that in my mind. Good people can go through shit, and good people can go through hard times. That's what you're doing.
I've been a lot of doubt about it in my mind for a long time now.
I know. You've been waiting through it. Come in and see us tomorrow. We'll have a chat. We'll see if we can get you the voucher. If not, we'll grab you some stuff. We'll have a chat, we'll see what, and we'll get some next steps, okay? I know Gillian's...
I need to do something about responding to not voting at the moment, because apparently if I don't respond, I'm committing a criminal offence. And right now, while I'm on bail, if I commit a criminal offence, I'm going to be arrested and remanded for months on end. So I really need to make sure I don't accidentally allow that to happen right now on top of everything else. So can you please remind me of that at the moment, so in a month's time I don't have the police turned up and arrest me and hold me on remand for months on end for something stupid? Because I got another letter from them, and apparently it's actually a criminal offence if I don't pay the $20 or provide them with a reason.
Can you bring the letter in tomorrow?
If I remember. Right now I've got another month to respond. I just need to not forget, and in a month's time end up being arrested over something
stupid,
because that would be the dumbest thing in the world, or like literally Australia, to break your bail over. But like,
bring it in, we'll deal with
like,
it.
Like, you know, that's something that would get sorted out by video hearings from the fucking AMC with a magistrate at that point, and that's not what I want to be doing.
Chris, two things tomorrow. Can you do me a favour? So two things tomorrow. Bring in your WPO, the protection order, so we can...
I don't know where that is right now.
Okay.
I'm sorry, look, I only just remembered randomly that election thing, like, right now, because I only mentioned it because I'm going to forget it again, probably. until the next time you ask me tomorrow morning right now, but I will try if I remember. I just, right now, that's like the lowest level of my attention span or the likelihood of my brain to randomly remind me about it. I don't even know why I thought of it just then.
That's right. Do you want me to send you a text message after this phone call with a reminder?
Tomorrow morning, yes. Right now, no.
I will put it in my diary.
I appreciate the the word I can't think of right now. I shall go and get on with your day at the moment.
No, it's okay.
Very coffee.
Chris, I'm going to put in my diary to send you a text message, but I probably won't get it to you until about 9:15 tomorrow.
I've got a month to respond to it. It's not going to happen. It's not a problem this week. It's just, yeah.
That's right.
The problem is my response to it needs to be a Federal Human Rights Commission discrimination complaint, because that is the reason that I wasn't able to vote. But that's why it's not simple for me to just to write something out and send it back to them at the moment. I need to ask for more time to respond right now.
I can write a support letter for you around that.
Yeah, okay. I've got a month to respond to it. The letter came last week. I'm gonna immediately forget about it again at the moment. Probably is all.
The other thing is, Chris, when a letter comes, you can just snap a photo and then bring it with you. And that way you've always got, because you always have your phone on you, so that way you've got a photo with you.
Sending you a photo of where it is right now, which is meant to be my better method at the moment, so I don't lose all the paperwork, but this is what...
Yeah, you are doing really well. You're in crisis.
Got the
photo?
See that black thing?
Yep.
Getting in that black thing.
Okay. Do you want to take a photo of the letter and
send
it?
They got put back up on the wall like a few weeks ago. No, because that's where stuff is meant to go. I need to add labels to that, and then actually, like, you know, that's meant to be a, you know, like, you know, to do, you know, to file away, like, you know, et cetera. Like, you know,
that's a really good idea. Do you want to take
and because it's got, you know, has my belts and the keys hanging on it, that's meant to be a... I'm constantly interacting with that thing and putting new things in there and, you know, actioning things from there and, you know, refiling, you know, which spot they're in, and then it goes in a filing cabinet or a box or wherever. But, like, you know, all of these things are all the routines and stuff that I desperately need, and I can't focus on implementing any of it properly in my life because this freaking prosecution is just consuming my life at this point. And that's the only thing I'm going to be able to focus on for the next year. Right now, any, you know, GP or support workers or anything like that is more than a year away at this point after this trial is over. None of that's going to happen. In the meantime, I don't have anything to... Yeah,
that's
I need
right.
to go.
Well,
I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.
All right. Bye, Chris.